I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
The center really reminds you about how far we've actually come.
Reflecting on where we were 50 years ago.
And it gives you a sense of pride of where we came from and where we are, even though we still have a lot of growth.
I have a dream today.
Yeah, thank God for him that I can marry my husband, because my husband's white. So it gave me the freedom to do that, because before that, I mean, it was just like a no-no. And then have my girls, where, yeah, they're biracial, but it's okay.
The MLK holiday means a lot to me now than it did when I was younger. Then it was more of a thing where you were just celebrating somebody's heritage out of tradition. Now it's more of from my own perspective. And I just have more of a respect for it now because of my grandparents telling me the things that they went through.
His impact on me as a child, a 10-year-old at that time, was phenomenal. Because I would see my mother and father speak of better days, and then to see him in action, somebody working to get those better days for us. That's the impact.
Because there's so many kids you run into, and they're like, I don't understand. Who is he? What is he? What did he do? And to me, that's sad, because we as adults have to teach to make sure the next generation understands.
We will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
I think it hit me today that he passed. He was assassinated when he was 39 years old. Like, oh my gosh, what are we doing with our lives at our age?
Well, I reflect on the fact that I see both black people, white people, different people from different cultures coming together. You know, the thing that he fought for have materialized.
If you keep it within yourselves, it's just like a family recipe. You don't pass it along, what's going to happen to it? It's going to get tossed away. We as adults have to teach the next generation. If you fail to teach them, how will they know?
Like, it makes me realize what he's done, like how proud I am to have him. It's just great.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.